The Vatican announced on Tuesday, March 17th, that Pope Francis will consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary later this month. Why is this important? Because the reality is the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart has never been done as it was requested. And I'm sorry, but that's just an indisputable fact. Our Lady said to Sister Lucia in 1929, "The moment has come in which God asks the Holy Father to make, in union with all the bishops of the world, the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart, promising to save it by these means." So the criteria is, consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in union with all the bishops. Again, this has not been done. At one point, Jesus conceded that the Pope could consecrate the world with a special mention of Russia in union with all the bishops, but again, this was not done. Pope Pius XII consecrated the world with the bishops, but did not mention Russia in 1942, and he consecrated Russia privately without the bishops in 1952. Pope John Paul II consecrated the world without mentioning Russia in both 1982 and 1984. So the question really isn't, has the consecration of Russia been done as requested? Because the answer to that question is no, it hasn't. The question is, was one of these failed attempts accepted by heaven as the requested consecration? That's debatable. I say no. And one of the reasons I say no is because when God asks for something to be done a certain way, he expects it to be done that way. For example, God told Moses to strike the rock once, but Moses struck it twice. This angered God, and as a result, Moses was not allowed to enter the Promised Land. So no, God is not okay with improvising or doing it my way or this is good enough. When Sister Lucy asked Jesus why he wouldn't convert Russia without the Pope doing that consecration, Jesus replied, "Because I want my whole church to recognize that consecration as a triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, so that later on it will put the devotion to the Immaculate Heart beside the devotion to my Sacred Heart." As you can see, consecrating the world without even mentioning Russia or consecrating Russia privately will not make it clear to the world that Our Lady is responsible for the conversion of Russia. Now, some say Russia has clearly been converted. It's more Christian than the West. And on the surface, this looks to be true. But does the conversion of Russia mean a return to Christianity from atheistic communism or a conversion to the fullness of the faith and incorporation into the Catholic Church? Well, let me ask you. Do the Russian Orthodox accept the Immaculate Conception? No. Do they pray the Rosary, as Our Lady requests all men to do? No. Does the world give credit to Our Lady for this conversion of Russia? Absolutely not. If the conversion of Russia is complete, then our Lord did not accomplish what he set out to achieve, and I'm sorry, but that's just unacceptable. Look, I know Putin isn't the evil bad guy the media is portraying him to be. NATO is an anti-Russian organization, who, after the Cold War, inched closer and closer to the Russian border, snatching up the old Soviet states, and Russia's main military concern is border security. In 2014, the Obama administration instigated what some call a coup, ousting the Russian-friendly government in Ukraine and installing the pro-Western anti-Russian government they have now, enshrining joining NATO in their constitution. Russia was provoked by the West, no doubt. When Trump was president, he was able to hold Putin back. When Biden got in office, because he was a major player in the Obama administration and heavily tied to the new Ukrainian government, I think he knew that him being president would provoke Putin. So he lifted all the sanctions and started buying oil from Russia, thinking that that would appease Putin. And it backfired. Big time. This whole fiasco is Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden's fault. Period. Plus, when you have the globalists like Soros and the neocons at Fox News and people like Ben Shapiro and Sean Hannity all agreeing that Putin is the bad guy, you know something's up. They were all against Trump, too, remember? That's because they're all in on it. They're all on the same team. They have the same agenda. They just pretend to be at odds. When someone comes along and truly threatens their globalist agenda, they circle the wagons. But there is another side to this, too. Putin, the Russian government, they're all ex-KGB. Even the Patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church is ex-KGB. The communists learned a long time ago that it's a lot easier to take over a society if you infiltrate the church rather than putting itself against it, because then bodies start piling up and blood is bad for business. Even the mob knows that. But get the church to go along and the people will follow. They did it in South America, China. The Catholic Church has been infiltrated by communists, which is why it's in the state it's in. Do you really think the Russian communists left the Russian Orthodox Church alone? Not to mention, there is credible evidence from former KGB agents who defected to the West that says this is all a ruse by Putin and Russia, and that Russian communism and plans for world domination are still very much alive. The CIA and the Western powers know it, which is why NATO did not disband after the Cold War, but rather started building up and inching closer and closer to Russia. Tenfold hat stuff, right? Maybe. But the situation is not black and white, and we don't know what's really going on. And we're not going to get the truth from the media, any media. Not CNN or MSNBC on the left, or the war hawk neocons at Fox News, The Blaze, and Daily Wire, or foreign outfits like BBC, WEON, and Al Jazeera. Everyone has an agenda. There is no objectivity. So I look at Fatima and see not just that Russia will be a problem, but the errors of Russia will spread and have spread. We were told this would happen if Russia wasn't consecrated. It's not just about Russia, but the errors of Russia spreading and infecting the world, and a promised era of peace that clearly hasn't happened. Are you telling me that the consecration of Russia has been done, Russia is converted, but the errors of Russia have spread to all the Western countries and are now threatening the world, but that's just too bad. Fatima's done and fulfilled. No, the consecration will take care of the errors of Russia as well. Our Lady said, if my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the church. If the consecration has been done, why haven't the errors of Russia been corrected? And where's the peace? Let's say Russia is in the right and the West is in the wrong. They're in the wrong because of the errors of Russia. So consecrating Russia will take care of the errors of Russia, even if Russia herself is no longer suffering from them. Which brings me back to Pope Francis and the consecration of Russia and Ukraine. Will he finally do it right? What do you think? We need to pray fervently that he does, and hopefully he will. But don't get your hopes up too much. Though I can see a situation where Francis does do it right just to appease the traditional wing of the church. Because he knows they don't like him, and some don't accept him as Pope. He knows they're mad at him over Traditionis Custodis, and he's a Peronist. He wants everyone to like him. He's like Bill Clinton was in that sense. He tries to give everyone what they want and bring everyone into the tent. If that's his motivation and he does it right, then that's fine by me. And if he says, I consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, or even I consecrate Russia and Ukraine, or Ukraine and Russia, as long as he says, consecrate Russia to Immaculate Heart of Mary, if he says the word Russia, it's done as far as I'm concerned. And Our Lady said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she shall be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. So it will happen. And I'm cautiously optimistic about this consecration by Francis. Until my next video, God bless.